And there is the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so turn in your Bibles now to John chapter 3. We're reading John chapter 3. We'll pretty much discuss the whole chapter. But look how this begins. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to him by night. That's Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night. Now, why did Nicodemus come to Jesus by night? And in this, in looking at this question, we'll learn a little lesson about faith and opinion. Now, we'll do that in just a moment. I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying the life of Jesus and using as an aid the notes written by E.A. Elam. And this particular set of notes for John chapter 3 was written for the Sunday schools of August the 24th, 1924. And so back to our question now. Why did Nicodemus come to Jesus by night? Well, the answer is we do not know, since the record does not give the reason. And here we learn the difference between faith and opinion. That he came to Jesus by night, and that he came to Jesus by night are two facts, and these we all believe because the Bible states them. About these there is no controversy, but why he came by night cannot be a matter of faith, because the record does not say. It is a mere conjecture or opinion. Some say that it was through fear of the Jews, already enraged over the cleansing of the temple, and he did not wish to encounter the hostility of the priest. Yet he wanted to know more about a teacher whom he believed was sent from God. Well, others say that since he was a member of the Sanhedrin, and the business of that body was greatly increased during the Passover, the night was the only opportune time for an interview. Well, still others say that it was a matter of prudence on his part. He wanted to know for certain what he was doing before he made a charge. Others yet say that he was doing, that he sought the quietude of the night after the multitudes had dispersed, because Jesus was busily engaged with them during the day. And then still others say that he had mingled the motives, that all of the above motives have something to do with it. Now, why did he come by night? Whatever God says, that we believe. We know concerning that about which he does not speak that we can have no faith. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Opinion is not faith. And we walk by faith in the service of God. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Now, when he came to Jesus by night, we see that he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that thou doest, except God be with him. When he called Jesus Rabbi, he was referring to Jesus as a teacher or as a master, and it was a title of honor. Nicodemus was respectful, candid, honest, sincere, and sought information. Whatever may have been said or been his reason for going by night, he confessed at once his faith in Jesus as a teacher sent from God, and assigned his reason. For no man can do these signs that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answered Nicodemus this way, It says in John chapter 3 and verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is where we begin our discussion of the new birth. Jesus recognized Nicodemus's desire for information and saw where his point of difficulty lay and replied directly to it. Nicodemus, like those who went to John's baptism, doubtless thought that because he was a son of Abraham, he was already prepared to enter the promised kingdom. But verily, verily, Jesus lays emphasis on the statement he is about to make. Except one be born anew, or from above, as you can see in the Barnsdale reading, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That is, any man, every man, must be born anew in order to enter Christ's kingdom. This is similar to what John the Baptist had told the multitude in Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. Here it says that John said therefore to the multitudes that went out to be baptized of him, Ye offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And even now the axe lieth at the root of the trees. Every root therefore that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. John taught that everyone must repent and be baptized from his heart and continue to obey God and thus show by a new life that he has repented and all upon his own responsibility to God. He who does not do this will be destroyed. Born anew is a strong and expressive figure which shows the complete change that must take place in a man before he is prepared to enter the kingdom of God. This change is comparable to being born anew. One is represented as coming out of darkness into light, called out of darkness into his marvelous light, 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of God, Colossians 1 and verse 13, a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, and walking in newness of life, Romans 6 and verse 4, dead unto sin, but alive unto God, Romans 6 and verse 11, a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. Many people do what they call joining the church, when really they're not in it. They have joined after the passion because they think they ought to belong to some church. A struggle and a scramble for numbers may have placed the names of thousands on the church roll who have never been born anew. To see the kingdom of God means to enter it, to appreciate it, and to enjoy it. One must become a new creature to do this. The kingdom of God is, Romans 4:17, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In it God reigns as king. It's his law, and the men must love and obey him. He is the supreme object of love and adoration, and his will is his law. And in order to enter it, we must comply with his law. People may get their names on the church roll without regard to character, but they cannot enter Christ's church that way. And so we see in John chapter 3 and verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus had taken Christ's language literally and asked how he could enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born. The woman at Jacob's well thought Jesus meant literal water. In John 4, verses 10 through 15, when he says, "The water that I shall give thee shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And she wanted that water, thinking he was talking of literal water instead of the spiritual teachings that he was speaking of. The Jews thought he meant his literal flesh. In John 6, verses 53 through 71, where Jesus said, "Except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he cannot be one of his." Well, he wasn't talking about his literal flesh and blood. He was talking about consuming his teachings. It is no more difficult to understand born anew than to understand what Jesus means by water of life, or living water, or the bread of heaven. Because Jesus explains in John 3 and verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily I say unto thee, except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." In this, Jesus does not reply so much to Nicodemus's difficulty as he explains the new birth. He emphasizes again by "verily, verily," and repeats the declaration that one must be born anew by saying, "Except one be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Christ must be born anew. That is, those who would be Christ, they must be born anew, or born of water into the Spirit. And it stands between every sinner and the kingdom of God. Born of water and the Spirit means one birth. It cannot mean two births. This birth concerns the heart, the inner man. One's heart is engaged and enlisted through the gospel of Jesus, preached by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven, 1 Peter 1 and verse 12. The gospel is God's power to save, Romans 1 and verse 16. It is spiritual power addressed to the hearts of men. They hear it, believe it, are moved by it to repent of their sins, and to obey God in baptism. This is the change in one which Jesus calls being born again. All who have been born again are anew, continue to walk in newness of life. Speaking without a figure, Jesus says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. The apostles did this. On Pentecost they preached the gospel, exhorted all to know it assuredly, that is, to believe it, and to repent, and be baptized in the name of Jesus unto the remission of sins. Acts 2, 37 and 38, people who did all this were born anew, born of God, born of water, and of the Spirit. All agree that the birth of the Spirit refers to the inward or spiritual change that takes place, and all candid authorities agree that born of water refers to baptism. So Alford, Wesley, Abbott, Whitby, Olshausen, Follock, Professor William Milligan, the Episcopal Prayer Book, the Westminster Confession, the Methodist Episcopal Discipline, the Methodist Episcopal Doctrinal Tracts, and also the writers of the early church all declare, Alford says, "All attempts to get rid of this have sprung from doctrinal prejudices." Now, we read in verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And so we're going to continue to discuss this in our next class.